This is something you do so much that I don't do as well as I should, is take care of your skin.
Well,
I think all women take care of their skin most of the time.
But when I was growing up and there wasn't such a push for, you know, SPF and suntan lotions.
Oh, I was thinking more like daily routine of washing your face.
Yeah,
I can't remember the last time I washed my face.
But also taking care of your skin. You walk out in the sun and, you know, but yeah, I've got, I guess, decent skin.
I'm starting to feel more like this about trying to make my corner of the world a better place.
Yeah.
Not that I want to save the planet. I'm just, if I do my little bit.
You don't want to save the planet?
I didn't say not that I don't want to save the planet. Easy now. I just said I want to make my corner of the world the best it can be. And that way, if you take care of your corner of the world, then we'll have two corners of the world taken care of.
Yeah.
And then two other people have to take care of their other corners. We'll be done.
This one can be hard for people because, you know, it's all about financing. And, you know, at times you're like, oh, I don't know if I should spend the money. But they say spend more money than you expected on a trip that you know you're going to remember for the rest of your life.
Mine would be my honeymoon cruise with my wife. It was, of course, it would be with my wife. It was great. I mean, it was Bermuda. I still remember. I still smell the flowers. I still remember the food on the cruise ship. I still remember being told not to go into the casino while she was getting ready and walking in and taking $3 and winning 96.
Yeah.
How did I explain that?
But really, those trips that you will carry with you through the rest of your life.
Standing up for yourself when you need to. That's a great story
there. Don't be a pushover.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know? Fight for what you believe in. Expressing yourself creatively in some way.
Which is what we do every day.
I guess that's what,
we use big words.
We do.
We talk for a living.
Yes. Moving on from places or people who undermine your confidence.
Get rid of poisonous people.
Again,
Going on tons of adventures, both big and small. Make sure you do them.
It's fun to just sometimes get in the car and go someplace.
Yep. You just bring your almanac and away you go.
It doesn't have to cost money.
Saving a little money for emergencies is really important. Delete your Facebook account. That'll be really freeing when that happens.
I won't be doing it anytime soon. But, you know, for me, just it's not necessarily deleting the Facebook account, but just put it away every so often.
Make sure you celebrate the important moments in other people's lives. That's really an important thing. Make time every day for a relationship that means the world to you, whether it's your good friend or your significant other.
Every moment you laugh with your best friend, don't regret
those moments.
Don't ever
regret that.
Oh, I have so many good laughs with my sister and my girlfriend, Michelle.
Hello, who's sitting across the table from you?
I know, but I'm talking about, but we've got great laughs, of course.
You're not my best friend. I would say that's right.
You're my best coworker.
God, 7:36, time for a Wolf Information Update, brought to you by the Bill Dodge Auto Group. See how cruel she is? Find your next new or used car at BillDodgeAutoGroup.com.
Wow. Now, a Wolf Information Update from News Center 6.
Good morning, everyone. Sports and weather are next on 99.9 and 99.3, The Wolf.
SCOBay4.com.
Wolf News Time, 7:41 Sports.
I'm News Center 6 forecast Kevin Mannix on 99.9, The Wolf.
66, Biddeford Saco, 67, LA, 69 here in Portland.
Coming up in a few minutes, I'll relate to you my story about the hospital and losing my car in the parking garage and having to find a bathroom.
I'm on a cycle,
needs you. This is 99.9 and 99.3, The Wolf.
Yeah, that's my kind of night. 99.9, 99.3, The Wolf. Luke, and that's my kind of night. It's 7:48. My kind of afternoon yesterday was really kind of a weird day. Mother-in-law wound up getting transported to Maine Med.
Yeah.
She was having some health issues. So my wife and I hopped in the car, drove in. My daughter and my son, they met us there. They drove in too. So we pull into the parking garage and near the emergency room entrance to Maine Med. And we pull in and get up and get into the elevator and go visit her. So it was about 1 o'clock yesterday afternoon or 1:30. And I stayed until about 5, I think, because I had to get home and do some laundry and stuff. So I said goodbye. You're only supposed to be two people in visiting her at any time in the emergency room.
Okay.
So there, I was the third person. There's two chairs. I was like, okay, see ya.
Okay.
So I leave. I had a glass of water while I was there and nothing else. And I'm walking out to the garage. I walk in the same way that I drove in through the opening.
Right.
I can't find my car. That's like 7 or 8 levels of cars now that I'm in. And I think I know I was against a wall. Not an outside wall, but an inside one, at least as I remember.
Right.
I'm walking and walking and walking. I finally get in the elevator, and I go up to the 7th, go down to the 2nd, go up to the 3rd. In the meantime, I'm starting to feel this uncomfortable feeling in my stomach that I'm getting kind of crampy, and I have no idea why. So I'm here I am. I'm sort of now aware that there's something else working against me besides not being able to find my car. So now I need to find a bathroom.
Gotta go right now.
Luckily, they've got bathrooms in hospitals.
So. Well, they do, but at the same time, when you get out of the elevator, you've made the determination to go find the porcelain as opposed to the Porsche.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I've gone from a quick walk now to a shuffling old man gait.
Like, if I move a certain way, something might happen.
Something bad's going
to
happen.
So I need to find a restroom
quickly. So I'm trying not to profusely sweat or let anybody know that by my gait that there's any particular thing wrong.
Uh-huh.
So as I'm walking through that long corridor from the parking garage to get into the hospital, I'm looking around. I see a trash barrel. I'm like, oh, boy.
Which was enticing, right, for a moment, half a moment.
I'm like, oh, my God. That couldn't possibly be of any assistance to me.